This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets across America, and just for good measure, some great independent stations out there too. We also broadcast on the internet, streaming live on GCNlive.com, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and many of the radio stations that you're listening to as well. And of course, we're on Amazon, we're on Spotify, Player, Odyssey, iHeart, Apple, Google, and other selected areas as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and the very wealthy now UPS drivers. Congratulations to you guys and girls. And our bulk mail center haulers. That would be John and the company. John had lunch with us yesterday up there at Bexley at the Mission Barbecue. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil that we need to get on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All righty. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. We're going to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Now, we've got quite a treat here because I talked Chris Markowski into sticking around for an extra segment. So, good morning there to Mr. Chris Markowski.
Always a pleasure to stick around. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And it's, back in town. So Chris is back. The boys are back in town. We've done this a time or two on the radio, It's no surprise. But Chris, I want to ask you about, this Joe Biden, thing. Again, my theory is drill, baby, drill. Get the oil prices back down. And everything will take off again. The economy will take off again because I hate to say this, but the price of oil controls what happens in the real world that we live in, not the imaginary world of Joe Biden.
Well, let's do neighborhood of make-believe, and let's pretend that everybody's got an electric car at this point in time. Does that mean that we still do not need petroleum products which go into everything mm-hmm. around us? It's not just that you're going into your automobile. I mean, you take a look at your phone, you take a look at plastics, the petroleum products go into everything. And that's not going to change. The most profitable company in the world is Aramco.
Yep.
It's not Apple. It's the Saudi oil. It's the most profitable company in the entire world. Now, listen, I'm all for alternative forms of energy, but they need to make sense. And I'm a big fan of heading towards nuclear power. I mean, they just opened up a plant in Georgia. It's just gotten too difficult here in the United States to do that. I think we need to be doing everything and anything we can to get energy prices down, simply because, guess what? That attracts businesses here to the United States. It will bring our costs down. Do you want to throw everything at it? No, you want to throw everything at it, something that works. When the government is picking and choosing winners and losers, it's problematic, and because they don't pick the right way. Again, we should be moving towards nuclear for energy across the board, but we have to continue to drill. We have to continue to use fossil fuels. They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
I'm glad you mentioned nuclear, because do you remember up on Lake Ontario, just north of Syracuse, 9 Mile number 1, 9 Mile number 2, James K. Fitzpatrick, 3 mm-hmm. nuclear power plants. And why were they there? Gee, to provide power to Boston, New York City, Philadelphia.
Yep.
We got a little bit of it, but most of it went down there.
And you also have to take a look at the sense that how developed and with the new technology that they have with these things, these modular reactors, they don't look anything like they had in the past. They're smaller. They can power smaller areas. You think about our entire Navy is powered by this. I mean, for crying out loud, it works.
All right, Mary in St. Pete, what's on your mind?
Hi. I was reading yesterday where 14 cities, and this is in line with that EGS concept, 14 cities
yep.
have agreed to go
yep.
without dairy, without milk,
yep.
and without private
yep.
automobiles.
Yep, we talked about
that?
Yep, we talked about it yesterday on the radio, and everybody laughed and said, you're out of your mind.
I saw it in print, though. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. No, you heard about that, right, Chris?
No, I didn't hear this one.
Kyle, you remember it?
Well, that's right. It's an initiative that by the year 2030, cities like Los Angeles, and there were several others.
All the big blue cities, every one of them.
That's mm-hmm. right, yeah.
Including Miami, it's not blue, you know.
Right, they're not going to have red meat. They're not going to have cars mm-hmm. like private automobiles, and so on and so forth. It's ridiculous because what's that? 6 or 7 years away?
That's not going to happen in a million years. It's stupid.
Chris, you agreed to stick around for a segment. That's a segment. Are you done, or you got about 15 more minutes in you?
Sure, I can stick around.
All right, Chris is going to stick around for another 15 minutes. We're going to keep your phone lines open. Kyle, you hang on there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and... Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
I keep telling him it's not me, it's him. He actually is the man, the myth, the legend, because he's all about money. Me, I'm just about current events and stuff. But anyway, it is what it is. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Their slogan is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they really work hard at it. Now, they are the original home of the You Save, You Serve program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, get a great deal afforded to you. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. That's it. Tell them the captain sent you, and there you go. Now, their locations are in Newport Richey. That's the big flagship store, 19 and 54. And the other day, I was 2 miles away, and I saw that huge flag up in the air over the top of the store. That's how far away I was when I first saw it. Now, they've also got Nissan and Acura right here in Tampa on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And, of course, the brand-new Moss Nissan Brooksville location, brand spanking new, right there on State Route 50, the west side of Brooksville, right up against the Suncoast Parkway. Remember, Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Okay, let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Chris Markowski with us. That sounds, what do you think? You heard yourself there.
Yeah, I normally don't listen to myself.
Yeah. Well, you just listen to yourself. Okay, Kyle, you had a question you wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Hello again, Chris. And there's an economist from Piper Sandler, her name is Nancy Lazar. She's saying the economy is going to get more painful. This is another, prediction here. More painful, but says that Americans need to save their pennies and hunker down, these kinds of things, and try to maintain your savings. Don't go further into debt. So, you know, at every turn, the predictions seem to be not so rosy. What do you think? Is there an inevitability that the economy is just going to get worse before it ever gets better?
I thank you, Master of the Obvious Economist. You know, people shouldn't go further into debt. I think that was probably a smart move, quite frankly, unfortunately people, you know, because they're on this vicious hamster wheel with inflation and people haven't adjusted their spending properly, and that they're finding themselves going further into debt. It's never a position you want to be in, especially with high interest credit card debt. That's a killer. You compound that over time, it can absolutely destroy people. It's something that I'm perpetually dealing with. I mean, I get people contacting me all the time. You know, Chris, help me with, my financial preparation, financial planning. You know, I want to start saving for retirement. But, you know, you've got tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to show you a higher rate of return than the 20%+ that you're paying on your credit cards. So that is something that you have to deal with. And again, you need to make adjustments in regards to your lifestyle. And unfortunately, many people are not willing to do that.
Well, and especially, Chris, when at some point it all runs out, there's no more resources to draw from to maintain a lifestyle, let's say. There could be a precipitous drop-off in actual consumer spending. And when that goes, that's one of the main pillars of the economy.
Well, I think it's you're going to start seeing obviously an adjustment towards the end of the year. Some retailers have actually pointed it out. It was also interesting yesterday was Dick's Sporting Goods. Their stock took a major hit yesterday, and their CEO was complaining it's, you know, they're getting crushed because of organized theft. And you know, again, I'm saying to myself, I said, well, deal with that problem. I don't care if you have to put armed guards outside of Dick's Sporting Goods for crying out loud, because that's inflationary too. You know, we allow people to go into stores and just take whatever the hell they want. You know, it's being paid for. It's being paid for by you and I with higher prices. And when I have a CEO come out and complain about that, I'm like, what are you doing about it? I mean, that's your job, isn't it? You know, it's CEO of the company. You know, make sure you're not having this type of organized theft.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I've actually heard somebody, you know, some people try to justify these things, like saying, oh, it's okay. They have insurance, so it's not really a big deal.
Oh, no. You have insurance one time, it all happens the second time, then you don't have
it. Well, it ain't that, but, you know, what happens if you have insurance theft protection, what difference does it make? Your insurance costs are going to keep going up. If you have car insurance and you keep getting into auto accidents, your car insurance is going to go up. So you're paying one way or another.
Or get canceled.
Yeah.
No. And then you go into risk pool. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to switch gears because I want to talk a little politics with Chris here. Okay, the debate. 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We finally got that figured out, because I saw him saying 8 o'clock, but I didn't realize that they were talking about Central. Okay, so we've got our Florida Governor, Ron DeSantis. What do you think?
I'm curious to see how he goes about handling it. I hope that this doesn't turn into let's try to tear people down. I would like this to be a debate where they're sharing ideas and talking about America's problems and how they're going to go about solving those problems. Whenever it gets into let's try to tear somebody down and name calling, I kind of tune it out, the same way that I, you know, tune it out on social media on a regular basis, because again, that's not, I'm a big fan of Socratic debate and you know, being able to present your ideas in a coherent manner. And we've got major issues here in this country. We discuss them all the time, and I think many of these candidates have got some great ideas about them, and I think that that's what needs to be discussed.
How about former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley?
I've been watching her. I'm not a big fan of her, you know, her a little bit too rah-rah when it comes to her foreign policy, when it, you know, going after China and, you know, doing all of these things. I would have tone that down. I think China's in deep trouble right now, and I think that offers us a good opportunity to help them in some way where we can obviously make them more of an ally. And again, even though we're not doing as much business with China as we had before, we're still doing a lot with them back and forth. So we'll see. I don't like, like I said, we'll see how it comes out in regards to how forceful these people are. I think you don't need to be so much as forceful. I think you just need to be intelligent.
And she's going to be standing right beside entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek, you watch him on TV. I'm a big fan of his. I am. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's sharp.
Very, very sharp. He knows his stuff. Is a business owner, built up billion-dollar companies. Again, he's a true American success story. You know, family coming over here. I like everything that he has to say. I really do. I think he's definitely on the right path.
How about South Carolina Senator Tim Scott?
I haven't, you know, I know a lot of him. I haven't, because, again, he hasn't gotten a lot of immediate attention.
He's
quite
quiet.
Frankly. Yeah,
he's quiet.
It hasn't gotten a lot of attention. And again, this is why I want to hear what he has to say. And I hope that, you know, again, the Fox panel, I think it's Brett Baer and Martha McCallum that are doing it. I hope they don't try to turn it into, you know, a steel cage match. I hope that, you know, we ask intelligent questions, let these people present their ideas.
And we've got former Vice President Mike Pence.
I hope that the questions don't start going about, you know, January 6th and Trump and staying off that. Trump's not there. So, you know, Trump, you know, can answer questions himself if, you know, he wants to show up at one of the debates and go ahead and do that. I don't want to see questions about Donald Trump and, you know, his legal issues that he's dealing with. I want to see, because, you know, quite frankly, I want to see the questions being about inflation, foreign policy, the border, the economy, how to grow the economy, how to get the government out of, you know, all the private sector, lowering our debt, things that are truly important.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. I think he's wasting his time.
It's very difficult. You know, again, I don't know how much time they're going to give to some of these candidates that are, you know, not a little bit more on the fringe. We'll find out.
Then you got Motormouth, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
He's bombastic. There's no doubt about it. You know, he is who he is. He's got his personality there. I don't know. Again, I'm sure that they'll probably try to egg him on in regards to going after Trump. But again, I'd rather see, okay, he seems to be, that's all he's talking about, is going after Trump. It's almost like he's like a hitman to some degree. I'd rather see some of his ideas.
And finally, the North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. I know nothing about him.
Oh, he's another very brilliant guy, business owner, done a lot with his career. But again, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? And that's, you know, the media's got to cover you, or it makes it very, very difficult.
Well, it's 9 o'clock tonight, live. I guess there's a pregame at 8 o'clock. That's what the other 8 o'clock
is. Oh, I'm sure there'll be pregame and the countdown clock. Is it up on Fox News yet?
Yeah, right there.
It is. Oh, yeah. My God. They do have it on already.
Yeah, the countdown clock is 15 hours, 32 minutes, and 25 seconds of counting.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah. So, Chris, I want to thank you very much for coming in, for spending some extra time with us. We appreciate it. And, again, always a pleasure. And this reminds me of the old days back down there in Sarasota.
Yep. We're going to get
and
more
that matter, even, and for that matter, even over across the bay, that other place over there we won't talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. And, Kyle, you hang in there, and we'll be right back with more. Here comes the music up in my ear. We've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone coming in next. And, boy, oh, boy, what a mess we got going with the Rays here. We're going to try to find out what the heck's going on with Wander Franco. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA
USA News Update. Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a five-year deal at UPS, Brian Shook reports.
That puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract, which will be retroactively in effect starting August 1st. The Teamsters president said it was the best contract in the history of UPS. He said it should be used as a template for worker protection across the country. I'm Brian Shook.
Hawaii officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could still rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one Monday, now standing at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes were searched for remains. The effort now shifts to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get on over there to Patrick Hyland and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, who's sticking around, go over and check out MyPillow.com, ladies and gentlemen, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And see how much money you are going to save on the stuff he's got there. It's not just about pillows, although he sold 80 million of the My Pillows. It's also about everything that he makes, like the towels and the sheets and the other size pillows he's got and the mattresses and the mattress toppers and the My Slippers and so much more. We don't have enough time for me to tell you. But everything on MyPillow.com is marked down at the 20th year anniversary with MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, the website. The promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN, and you can call them on the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's a 24/7 number. Call them up and talk to a live person. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, first of all, let's see, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And up above here on the top line, how about that? He's in the number one line today. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
Doing fine, and I've had a lot of requests for me from people around the country, not just here, around the country, wanting to know what's going on with Wander Franco.
Yeah, the guy's on administrative leave right now, Captain. We'll see what the court systems in the Dominican Republic have to say, and we'll go from there to see what the future for this kid holds. Obviously, their legal system is different than ours. Their rules and regulations are different than ours. I'm curious how Major League Baseball is going to react on their decision. That brings up something, Captain and Kyle. I'd like to hear what you both have to say. Should the court's ruling decide what the NFL, the NBA, the MLB should do with players, or do they have the right to instill their own rules and values? What do you feel, Captain?
Well, first of all, the court has the final say on the laws that are on the books. So the judges have the final say. That's the appellate process they go through and all that sort of stuff. So they're the ones that are charged, along with the prosecuting attorneys, the DAs, as they call them, of making sure that the rules are followed. So, therefore, I would say yes.
Okay. Kyle, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, kind of what you're describing sounds more like a morals clause. This has been part and parcel for Hollywood for since time immemorial. Although you may not, you know, may not be so obvious these days. Or the idea too, I mean, in big business or any business, if somebody's engaged in an activity that's either illegal or what could be considered immoral, depending on whatever it is that they're doing, that would reflect badly on the brand or the company, yeah, they may not want to have that player on the team in this case. So, yeah, I'm not talking about Wander in particular here, but just in general.
No, I understand. I just feel, though, if the court system acquits me, gentlemen, then I don't know what rights MLB or the NBA or the team really should have. If I've been found in the court of law to be innocent, shouldn't I be given the same opportunity?
All right, well, now you didn't put it that way, but if he's innocent, then that's it. End of story. See ya.
Yeah, but see, what will happen, Captain, is even if he's found innocent, I bet Major League Baseball will still do something to him. Is that right? That's my question.
They fine him, don't they?
They could fine him. They could suspend him. I mean, look, Alvin Kamara, you know, was found innocent, but now he's going to miss three games with the New Orleans Saints. You know, I just don't know about that, gentlemen. That's where I think there's a fine line of what the corporation or the sports franchises should be able to do. If I found in the court of law to be innocent, then you don't have the right to penalize me again. I mean, I've already been through enough, in my opinion. That's my thoughts, but, you know, that's where I'm leaning with that. Kyle, what's your thoughts about that statement?
Well, again, I think it would depend on how the contracts are worded, and it would depend on the specific circumstance. But generally speaking, in our society, in our system, yes, if you're found not guilty in a court of law, that's not supposed to follow you around as if you are guilty, essentially. And of course, there are extreme examples. Think about the OJ trial, things like that. If it would all depend on management and what they wanted to do with that player or that employee, if they felt that it was beneficial to either have them as part of the organization or not. But again, I think, and then if they got if they weren't terminated for cause, they might have a huge lawsuit that they could go back with.
Well, that's true too, Kyle. I just don't like when people supersede things when I think they're out of their jurisdiction. That's all. I see that happen a lot in our society. Like you said, it shouldn't follow you. But there's always extenuating circumstances, of course, and how big of a it's become. Sticking on baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays are only two games back of the Baltimore Orioles now.
Uh-oh.
So that's going to be a heated match down the stretch here. So I'm excited about it. The Rays put it on the Blue, you know, the Blue Jays helped out by beating the Orioles, and the Rays put it on the Colorado Rockies. So that's why they're in this position right now. 120 27 games have been played by the Rays, and that gives them a big 35 left, gentlemen, 35. So they need to get on a nice little run here. So it'll be fun to watch. And the Twins have separated themselves from the Cleveland Ball Club. They're five ahead. And then the Rangers and the Astros are pretty much all tied up. The Rangers have played one less game than the Astros, but they're both at 72 wins. So it's going to be, you know, the playoffs are going to be awesome. That's what I'm excited about. So
I have a quick question for Patrick.
Go for it, Kyle, please.
Well, of course, we all have heard, I suppose, that Mike Trout's back off the injured list now, so that's good. He'll be back playing. The Angels, I don't think, there's no chance for them right now, obviously. But my question for you, Patrick, is what kind of deal do you think or offer they're going to give Shohei Ohtani? Will it be will it be the sun, moon, and then all of the stars at the same time?
I don't know if the Angels can do it, Kyle. I think, you know, you guys might lose him to somebody who outbids. He's going to have to give one heck of a hometown discount, I think, to stay there, unfortunately, for you guys. But I hope I'm wrong. I like when guys stay with one club for their whole career, but those days are few and far between now, to say the least.
Well, would they have to convince him that they're going to rebuild or build up a team around him and Trout that has a real chance? I mean, that's the convincing that they're going to have to do.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, they're going to have to bring some people in there if they can restructure his contract and let him know that, hey, we're here to win it all. I think they proved something by taking the chance of keeping him on and not just letting him go. I showed some respect and loyalty to the man, but again, at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to the contract and the dollars. So, in the National League, the Braves have won 81 games, and they are just head and shoulders above the Phillies. They're 12 games ahead of them. They're the best team in Major League Baseball right now. They just have a great pitching staff, great hitting. Just they have the whole picture. I can't see them losing it, and I know Captain, a lot of people up in Atlanta who listen to the show love you and they love their Braves. So
yeah,
congratulations to them, you know, up there making it happen. The Dodgers, you know, are tearing it up in the NL West, and the Brewers and Cubs are still fighting it out. So again, going to be a great playoff race in the NL Central and the AL East, and the Braves and the Dodgers, the two teams for, you know, they always seem to be there. We'll be in it again this year. And then if the Rays can find a way and the Orioles, the surprise team, and who knows, maybe it's the Rangers year. The Astros have been in there the last few years. So that's it in a nutshell. Captain, I know my time's almost up. It's always a pleasure talking to you and Kyle. We're here on the Wednesday morning. Everybody have a great rest of the week. Again, if I could be of any help to anybody with their insurance needs, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Thanks, Cap. God bless.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback, and we appreciate him very much. And, Kyle, you hang in there, and folks are coming back with the consumer quarterback. Yeah, we'll go from one quarterback to another quarterback. The consumer quarterback will be coming in just a couple of minutes here, talking about different things. We're going to ask him about the stores and what's going on there. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And this portion of the program, our final segment for the day, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the oldest sponsor we've had here with the show. They've been with us since the beginning, and they are absolutely the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Now, I know for a fact that they will come to you and do whatever you need to have done if that's what you want. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And make sure you tell them that I sent you. That's going to give you the white glove treatment that you expect to get from people that are in the service business. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in the store, or you can call them at 941-922-2345. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. Call them up, schedule an appointment, or just stop on by the store. Remember, they've been in business for years. They know what they're doing, and they're the absolute best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, local and experienced, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, on the line there. Hello, Kyle.
Elegant Captain.
Okay, we're going to talk with the consumer quarterback, and that would be Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Mr. Consumer Quarterback.
Good morning, fellas.
I want to ask you a question because I've had a couple of experiences lately in two. One is a big box store, and one wants to be, I guess. One is Walmart, and the other one's Walgreens. And I had a question. I was looking to find out an answer to something. I didn't really know what it was that I was trying to look for, and I knew the person, if I could find somebody, would be there. Well, walked around one aisle, walked up and down another aisle, walked through the section, walked over finally to, two or three sections away, probably 100 feet from where I was at, to find a person to get them to come over and take a look at what I wanted to look at and answer a couple questions. The service in these big box stores has gone away.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure has, and you know, it's a trend to come. The more that they can, these large corporations, you know, first of all, they're woke corporations, they're multinational corporations, they're in bed with big tech in many places, and of course, you know, a lot of these companies are the same people that support BLM and the other cults that we don't like as Christian conservative Americans. But yeah, and they look for any way that they can to try to blame it on automation. They're going to go to a cashless society. So no more cash, cashless. They won't have debit cards or, potentially, you know, moving towards that digital coin. And you just don't get the service. And it's a similar thing on the phone. It's a similar experience. If you're on the phone, many times you can't speak to somebody. They send you around through these endless buttons. And then when you hit the button that they don't want, you're just like, you're pretty much causing this drop. You can't speak to anyone. So yeah, I hate to see where our society is going that way with GPT, ChatGPT, and this AI. But yeah, we miss the old days of having somebody that's there to answer the questions, because not everything is programmable and not every response should be.
Well, I noticed understaffing. That was obvious. I noticed inventory problems with a lot of empty shelves. And I noticed the latest craze on the shelves for the things, I guess, that they're afraid are going to get stolen. They have them behind plastic, and you have to get a key, or you have to push a button or a buzzer, and then somebody comes up to you and opens the thing up so you can see what's in there. And that's the other thing that I'm noticing.
Yeah, they're protecting them that way. And, you know, at least in our state, in California, it's fine. You can go in there, it's still $999 worth. And if you're a security guard, you're told not even to stop the people. So, yeah, it's insanity what's going on in California and some other states. But, yeah, in Florida, you know, even that's affecting us. I did a story on my show, too, about the highest. It was talking about, I think it was $79,800 and change dollars required. Is the new floor minimum for somebody to look to change jobs. And they were just kind of talking about the fluid marketplace of employers. So the economy is in shambles. The ruling class has allowed the interest rates to just get out of control. Inflation is off the charts. This Biden economy, Bidenflation, by the illegitimate, corrupt president we have and his cronies, mm-hmm. is really hurting so many people. The American people are struggling, and we've got to get President Trump back in office in 24. We've got to.
Well, hopefully he won't be in jail, because there is a real possibility. Now, Kyle, what's your question?
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Brandon.
Morning, buddy.
All right. You know, what you mentioned about interest rates, and I seem to recall they're at the highest level since the year 2000 or something like that. So it's obviously way out of control. But, you know, one of the things that you provide for your customers is a scam protection or scam information. What's this latest thing of the Say Yes scam? Or maybe it's not brand new, but I am seeing it surface in the news again. What happens with the Say Yes scam?
You know, I'm not 100% familiar with that one, Kyle. What is that, on the phone? Like people getting?
Yeah, it's when they call you on the phone and they call you on the phone and they try to prompt you to say yes for some reason. I guess that makes gets a voice print so that you can, you agreed to this, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. And they're using more of this technology in these videos, especially, you know, someone like me or, you know, captains on video a lot, and, you know, people that are doing a lot of video. It gives them a database that they can go to and create these deep fakes, these videos. And I had a friend that was the crime was perpetrated on, where they claimed that she was kidnapped, she was in the back seat, and they used her own voice to say something like, yeah, give them the money, or yeah, they're going to kill me, you know, something like that. And then they use that video, that recording, that voiceover as proof to the daughter, and then the daughter paid the money. And it was, you know, upwards of $5,000 or more that they ended up getting away with, because you think your loved one is in harm's way. So yeah, they're able to take video now and chop it up and use it however they want. And it's all these little scams. But, you know, if you hear a phone call, when you take a phone call and if there's a pause and then it's like, you can hear it pick up. There's this like beep. I just hang up immediately, block the number. Similar with text messages. You'll see text messages come through. I just, you know, I hit stop and I'll block the number. But yeah, it's an endless cycle of these calls and these threats coming at you. So you got to be really diligent on what you click on, what you answer, and who you actually talk to. So I'm very cautious about that.
Indeed. Yeah, I got a weird text the other day that says, please text me. But I don't know who I never texted them before. I don't know their number. why wouldn't they just say, here's why I want to communicate with you, not simply, please communicate with me.
Yeah. I had a vendor the other day. I think I was looking to get tree work done or something. And, you know, I asked them to text me their insurance and their business card. They couldn't even do that. It's like, okay, well, if you can't text me your business card and your insurance, I'm out. You know, I don't need to do business with you. I'll have to find someone else. But, yeah, there's, you know, we gotta start shopping local, start shopping with companies that have our same values.
Mm-hmm.
Don't support the big woke companies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many ways to do it. You know, Patriot Mobile, mm-hmm. Patriot Square,
yep.
Lots of different ways that we can do it. And
we've
got to pull together as America.
We've got about a minute and a half left, Brandon. I want to ask you a question. Prices are rising. Homes seem to be selling fairly quickly. The market still seems to feel like it's a little bit lousy. I don't know if it is or not. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a consistency here. What happens is you've got high interest rates causing some people not to buy. There's still low inventory, so it's kind of balancing out. The properties that are nice, good, clean, nice market properties, those are selling. Some properties are taking longer to sell. In general, days on market are up, and pricing is kind of stagnant. It's not rising as much as it was, and it's not dropping either. But that could change with this continued lunacy out of the Washington, D.C. area, the elite, the political ruling class.
Now, the area I was in yesterday up off State Route 54 north of town, I was told that they had just lowered the prices on some of those houses back there about $100,000, and they had houses everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of, there's still a decent amount of inventory in certain pockets. Some pockets have very little inventory. But yeah, 90% of Americans have an interest rate less than 6%. So that's causing some people to reconsider their move. They want to keep that low interest rate. We're doing a lot more also getting that subject to financing.
All right. Here comes the music. ConsumerQB.com, ConsumerQB.com, ConsumerQB.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All righty.
Have a good one.
All righty. Appreciate it. The consumer quarterback. Kyle, I will talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. We'll see you on the return. Captain America Third Watch signing out. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.